High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A 3-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
On the new Tech Seed pregame show tonight, we talk with John Kyle, the head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, before St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic go at it in this sub-district semifinal game. Coach, first of all, 15-5 during the regular season and the win last Thursday over Sutton. So, girls ready to go here tonight. I guess we're all 0-0 again, right?
That's right. And I think we're pretty prepared. We've got the girls, you know, in a good shape and as far as being ready for what's going to be coming. And I think it really comes down to going out there and making a plays and finding a way to win. And I think having played Kearney Catholic before will help both teams. I don't know in what respect or what regard, but I think it's going to help both teams. We're going to be very familiar with each other, and it should be a good game.
You defeated them 46-41 on January 14th. What were the keys in that game for the Hawkettes to win at their place, too?
Yeah, I think it was a good game for us because we found a way to win on their floor, which hadn't been done before. And so I think a lot of it came down to we played good defense. We held them down, you know, in the 40s, the low 40s, and that's exactly what we want to do as a team, and that's what our goal is tonight. We don't want to get the score up in the 50s and even higher than that. I think the lower the score, the more chance we have to win. So that's really what we want to do is buckle down defensively, give them a lot of easy opportunities, and then, of course, you got to rebound the ball once they miss a shot so we can get out and run.
Of course, the big story last week with Chanel Farmer getting injured and done for the season, your leading scorer. So she won't be there tonight, but the team responded pretty well. She didn't play last Thursday against Sutton. So they played pretty well last Thursday, but how has the preparation gone for Kearney Catholic? Everybody kind of got to settle into maybe some different roles?
A little bit, and I think, you know, anytime we play Kearney Catholic with their size, you have to knock down some shots from the perimeter, and that's one thing we've talked about this week is we have a lot of capable girls who can shoot the ball. Alicia Schropp can shoot it, Claire Hamburger, Libby Kissinger, you know, and then you throw in some other girls who can shoot the ball from the outside, and I think that's what we have to do is when we get opportunities, we have to cash those in. We can't expect to beat them on the inside because they're just so darn tough.
It's kind of the big key, I think, you think, isn't it, Coach? You got to be able to score tonight without Chanel in there. Other people have to step up, but you have to be able to score, and you may not get too many second opportunities, right, with each possession.
Yeah, I think that's just what the case comes down to is you have to find a way, and that's what really the theme of our pregame is going to be. We have to find a way to win, find a way to put points on the board. It doesn't matter who it is. We're not concerned with that as far as putting enough points on the board to beat them. And I think, like I said, the girls are ready. We're prepared them. We've worked over their 2-3 zone offenses and I think we'll see a little 2-3 zone, and they'll play a lot of man to man. And so hopefully we just have enough gas in the tank, so to speak, to go out there and win the game.
To get to the sub-district championship on Thursday night for the winner. And for the loser, I guess the season is probably concluded, Coach, because the wild card points maybe not there for either team, but you don't want to lose focus offensively tonight to take away from your defense and rebounding, do you? That has to be strong tonight, too.
Definitely. I think we have to be strong on both of those categories. And also, you know, got to take care of the ball. I think that's a big key for us, not to have too many turnovers, to give ourselves some chances of shooting the ball and putting it in the hoop. And I think you don't want to get too wrapped up into win or go home. But at the same time, this is what we faced last year. In our sub-district last year, we faced the same thing. We were out of the wild card. Didn't know it till afterwards, maybe, but we in the same boat. And so I think these girls have been through that, and hopefully it's not a big issue.
Yeah, the things that you have gone through and winning the state championship last year, the girls are prepared, and they all have to step up tonight, don't they, Coach? You got to get the great effort out of everybody to make up for not having Chanel there.
Absolutely. And I said that even before Chanel was hurt, that somebody else had to step up and come to the forefront. And now that she's out, it just maybe as more than one person, a couple of girls have to step up. And I think they'll have opportunities and just need to go out there and go for it. And that's what we told them, you know, when we played GICC is the last part of the season, the last four or five games. And I think as seniors and juniors, you just got to go for it. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, at least you gave it your best effort.
All right, Coach, good luck, and thanks for talking with us.
Always appreciate the coverage, Blaine.
John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, on tonight's pregame show. Back with the starting lineups and play-by-play. That's coming right up.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena for game number two of our Class C1 Subdistrict 9 semifinal night. Pre-game show here brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. New Tech Seed, our sponsor. Starting lineups in this game tonight. Before the Kearney Catholic Stars, they will start the 5'5" freshman, Allie Prosofsky. 6'1" junior, Theron Baum. 6' junior, Megan Anderson. 5'6" junior, and the leader of this ball club, Baum, Anderson, Howell, and Messel for Kearney Catholic. For the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, they will start Libby Kissinger, 5'4" senior. Jamie Williams, the 5'10" senior. Alicia Schropp, the 5'5" junior. Morgan Nicholas, 6' sophomore. And Caitlin Ernst, the 5'10" senior. Of course, a broken leg, a broken bone in the leg for Chanel Farmer. She is not going to participate anymore this season for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. So it's Kissinger, Williams, Schropp, Nicola, and Ernst. In addition, of course, to the offense, the leading scorer, Farmer. Great defense there by Chanel. So she'll be watching from the sidelines tonight. And this should be a dandy. St. Cecilia, 15-5, the defending Class C1 state champion. The Kearney Catholic Stars, 18-4. These two teams played January 14th, with St. Cecilia beating Kearney Catholic 46-41. So it should be a good one. Kearney Catholic hazing St. Cecilia in the semifinal. The winner gets Minden at 7 o'clock Thursday night. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. And high school basketball about to begin here. Semifinal number two here tonight with St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Minden winning the first semifinal 74-33 over Adams Central. So out they come, and St. Cecilia already on the floor with Ernst, Nicola, Kissinger, Schropp, and Jamie Williams. Out comes Anna Howell, Michaela Messel, Allie Prosofsky, Theron Baum, and Megan Anderson for the Whippets. St. Cecilia, the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, will shoot the basket to our right in this first half. Anderson jumps center against Ernst, controlled by Messel. Kearney Catholic into the scoring zone. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Caitlin Ernst. St. Cecilia on defense to start it out here tonight. Kearney Catholic will have the basketball in the home white with the green and gold numerals and trim. Downing is Anna Howell. Pass going to be picked off by Morgan Nicola. So turnover by the Stars in their first possession front court. Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia to Morgan Nicola on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Stars. We're underway in semifinal number two here at Lynn Farrell Arena. St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Kissinger for three from the wing. In the hole, Libby Kissinger. Libby Kissinger for three to start it out for Adams Central, and for St. Cecilia, and they lead it by the score of 3-0. So the Hawkettes get on the board. Their first shot goes down. Kissinger on the defense of Anna Howell. Howell tries to get it across the timeline, passes into the front court to Michaela Messel. Messel pass tipped away and stolen by Kissinger. Ernst with the tip away there. Kissinger with the steal. St. Cecilia coming out strong on defense. Kissinger into the scoring zone for Adams, for St. Cecilia. Another three off there, no good. Caitlin Ernst rebound shot off, no good. Grabbing the basketball, Megan Anderson for the Kearney Catholic Stars to Michaela Messel. Messel into the scoring zone. Basket to our left here. Allie Prosofsky to Messel. Inside now to Baum. Turns, shoots, and scores from five. Baron Baum with the field goal for the Stars, and it's 3-2, St. Cecilia. Front court, Alyssa Schropp, right side to Nicola. Inside to Williams. She'll shoot and score. Inside, cutting in to the hoop and getting the pass and scoring, Jamie Williams, and it's 5-2. In favor of St. Cecilia, front court, it's Pososki. Free throw line to Anderson on the right wing. Baron Baum, Baum for the Stars, to Messel. Michaela with it. Inside, Anderson on the wing, shot for three, and the air is going to be no good there by Prosaski. Tipped around in the lane, grabbed by Alyssa Schropp. Alyssa for the Hawkettes into the scoring zone. Alyssa's a 5 foot 5 inch junior. Upside to Nicola. Morgan with it. Bounce pass to Kissinger. To Jamie Williams, man-to-man defense. Right side to Ernst, comes around a screen but has no shot there. To Schropp, she'll take the three in the air, rolls off there, no good. Kissinger with the rebound, shot up, no good. Ernst with the shot on the offensive board. The shot up by Caitlin is no good. A foul called on the Stars. And Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line. The foul going to be called on Michaela Messel. Caitlin Ernst to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Ernst's free throw is up and good. Ernst makes the first of two. She was fouled in the act. It's 6-2. Hawkettes. Caitlin Ernst averaging 7.3 points per game. Eyes the second. This one's up. Off the iron. No good. The rebound pulled down by Theron Baum. All alone behind the defense here is Pososki. The defense of St. Cecilia catches up. Messel for three in the hole. Michaela Messel for three, and it's 6-5. St. Cecilia by one. 5:25 to go first quarter. Stolen away there. The steal there by Carney Catholic. Pososki with the steal. Turnover on the Hawkettes. Anna Howe drives for the hoop. Puts up a shot and scores. Anna Howe with her first field goal. First lead of the game for the Stars. 7-6 over the Hawkettes. And the Hawkettes throw it away in the front court. Claire Hamburger in along with Olivia Thomas for St. Cecilia. Thomas, a 6 foot junior. Hamburger, the 5'9 freshman. Schropp stays on the floor. Williams stays on the floor. And Nicholas stays on the floor. Ernst and Kissinger go out. Front court Stars have their first lead. 3 minutes gone in the game, 7-6. Anna Howell for the Stars to the baseline. Cut off there. Back out to Messel. Inside to Anderson. Turn shot deflected by Thomas and grabbed by Nicola. The block by Olivia Thomas. And the basketball to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia into the scoring zone. Hawkettes shoot at the basket to our right. Inside cutter, Schropp puts up a shot and scores. Second time that's worked for the Hawkettes. They cut someone in the lane, and the field goal there by Schropp. Williams got the first one. 8-7 Hawkettes. 4:25 to go. First quarter play. Anna Howell for the Stars. To Baum. Theron with it. To Anderson. Dishes on the wing to Prososki. Allie drives, puts up the shot. Going to be well short. Grabbed by Hamburger for the Hawkettes to Schropp. Alyssa, the junior for St. Cecilia, across the timeline. Bounce pass to Nicola. Morgan cross-court to Olivia Thomas to the free throw line. Back to Hamburger on the left wing. The corner to Nicola will stop and take the shot. In and out of there, no good. Rebound Thomas. Shot blocked there by Anderson. And Megan grabs it for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Good defense by Anderson. Messel front court to Baum. Theron turns. Shoot. Shot rims out. No good. Rebound Nicola. She's fouled. On the rebound by Theron Baum of Kearney Catholic. The Stars at 18-4. The Hawkettes at 15-5. St. Cecilia eighth in the point standings. The Stars 11th. So the loser of this one season is probably over. Caitlin Ernst back in for Adams Central. Sarah Getter checks in for the first time. And Libby Kissinger. Hamburger stays on the floor. And Thomas stays on the floor. Ewan's in there for the Stars also. Whitney Colling, a 5'5 freshman out there for Kearney Catholic. Gettert with the basketball to Hamburger for St. Cecilia. To Ernst. Ernst on the right side to Thomas. Comes around a screen. 15-footer off there. No good. The rebound by Whitney Colling. So Colling comes off the bench and grabs the rebound to the Stars to Michaela Messel. Also on the floor, Shayla Connor, the 5'7 sophomore for Kearney Catholic. Stars have trouble with it in the scoring zone, but grabbed there by Colling and tipped out of bounds by the Hawkettes. Messel out there with Colling. Connor, Jamie McCann, a 5'9 junior, also on the floor, and starter Theron Baum out there. So Baum and Messel, the only starters on the floor for Kearney Catholic right now. 8-7 Hawkettes, 3 minutes to go. First quarter, Messel to the end line, stepped out of bounds. So the Stars turn it over. Olivia Thomas goes out. Morgan Nicola comes in for the Hawkettes. Kissinger with the basketball for St. Cecilia. They'll be guarded by Whitney Collins. The pass deflected but grabbed there by Hamburger. Free throw line, and Nicola tipped away from her and grabbed there on the steal by Morgan Studi, who's checked in for the Stars. Studi in the ballgame. Front court now, it's Collins. She drives all the way to the hoop, but before she gets there, she's fouled by the Hawkettes with 2:40 to go. Number five commits that foul, says the official. And that's Claire Hamburger. First foul of the game on the Hawkettes. The Stars will play it in. Shayla Connor, the sophomore, will throw it in for Kearney Catholic. Does long, top of the key to Baum. Right side to Messel. In the corner now to Colling, and Whitney travels. Well, she got rid of that ball, a traveling call in Kearney Catholic. 8-7, St. Cecilia, 2:35 to go, first quarter. C1, Sub-District 9, girls semifinal. The winner gets Minden Thursday night for the Sub-District Championship. Sarah Geddick lobs a pass inside to Ernst. She grabs it, but she's pushed from behind by Theron Baum. Theron picks up her second. That's not good news for the Stars. Baum picks up the foul. Now, Theron has two fouls. She averages 12.8 points and 6 rebounds a game. It's just picked up her second foul. Jamie Williams in for the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Second foul on Baum. Inbounded to Hamburger. She'll take the three from the wing. Going to be off the back iron. No good. Long rebound to Nicola. To Kissinger for the Hawkettes. Inside to Williams. Turn, shoot, shot partially deflected there by Megan Anderson. And Anderson, after she gets the rebound, is fouled by Jamie Williams. Non-shooting situation. Three fouls on Kearney Catholic, two on the Hawkettes. The Stars will face backcourt pressure by St. Cecilia. They inbound in the backcourt to Whitney Colling. Colling with a left-handed dribble for Kearney Catholic, now with the right hand. Crosses the timeline. Pass picked off by Morgan Nicola. Nicola will go from half-court all the way in alone, shoots and scores. Steal and score, Nicola, her first field goal. 10-7, St. Cecilia. Messel across the timeline for Kearney Catholic. A pass now to Morgan Studi. Puts up the shot and scores. Morgan Studi with the field goal. Back and forth we go. 10-9, Hawkettes. Front court Hamburger to Nicola. To Ernst. Turn. Shot up. Travel, though, before the shot on the Hawkettes. Anna Howell and Jamie McCann in for Kearney Catholic. Collin goes out. Studi goes out. Allie Prosofsky, the starter, back in for the Stars. Kearney Catholic basketball. They're down by one, 10-9, 1:35 to go. First quarter, Anna Howell, the 5'5 senior for the Stars, across the timeline. This is a tremendous semifinal sub-district matchup. Two teams with tremendous records as the Stars travel in the front court. Traveling call there on Jamie McCann. 18-4, Kearney Catholic. 15-5, St. Cecilia. The loser of the season will be over. Kissinger to the free throw line, all but over. Can't rule anything out, but doesn't look good for the loser. Shot put up off there, no good. Rebound earned, shot up short, no good. Rebound by Megan Anderson. Anderson gets that rebound after the missed shot by St. Cecilia. With it now is Prosofsky across the timeline for the Stars, picked up there by Melissa Schroff. To Anna Howell. Howell for the Stars. On the right wing, Kissinger with the defense. Anna Howell. On the left wing to Jamie McCann. To Howell. Anna with it. Inside to Anderson. Dishes back out on the wing. Prosofsky. Guarded by Schropp. Top of the key now. Pass to Connor. Taking a 13-footer. It's going to be short. No good by McCann. Gets her own rebound. Passes to the top of the key. It's deflected but grabbed through the timeline by Prosofsky. Prosofsky now to Jamie McCann for the Stars. They'll control with 20 seconds to go. Now to Anderson. To McCann. The Stars now may hold for the final shot. 15 seconds to go, first quarter, 10-9, St. Cecilia. Anna Howe with the basketball with 10. Pass underneath is going to be too strong and out of bounds. So An errant pass there goes out of bounds. It'll be basketball to the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia sends in Claire Hamburger and Olivia Thomas for this last possession. With 7.9 seconds to go. Schropp out there with Kissinger and Nicola. Hawkettes come the length of the floor with 7 seconds to go. They lead 10-9. Try to get the final shot off. Kissinger into the scoring zone. Gets the screen. Dribbles between two defenders. Into the lane. Puts up the runner from five and scores. On the run at the buzzer, Libby Kissinger scores. And the first quarter comes to an end. St. Cecilia leads after one. The Hawkettes 12. The Stars 9. Back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are back at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. The Osborne Family Sports Complex. Blaine Gulis with you. Game number 2, Class C1 girls sub-district semifinal after one quarter. St. Cecilia 12, Kearney Catholic 9, 5 for Libby Kissinger to lead the way for St. Cecilia. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Michaela Messel. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, 12-9 St. Cecilia. They've led most of the way. Kearney Catholic had a 7-6 lead. Hawkettes outscored the Stars 6-2 in the final part of period number 1. Sarah Getter will inbound. St. Cecilia basketball. Alyssa Schropp, Olivia Thomas, Morgan Nicola, Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. They face this man-to-man defense of Kearney Catholic. Now the Stars kind of float into a zone here to start this second quarter, a 2-3 zone. In fact, trying to match up with the basketball. Nicola from the wing for three. In the hole, Morgan Nicola for three. She has 5. Biggest lead of the night now, 6 for St. Cecilia, 59. Michaela Messel front court. Anna Howell also out there for the Stars. Theron Baum with 2 fouls. Gets the basketball in the corner. Will stop and take a 14-footer. An air ball, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Megan Anderson. Will be basketball to St. Cecilia. Quickly into the game for St. Cecilia will be Josie Jackson, a 5'3 junior. Alyssa Schropp goes out for the Hawkettes, and Josie Jackson may be in there to maybe throw up a 3-pointer. As the Stars have come into a zone defense here in this second quarter play, they try to match up on the perimeter in this zone. Gettard with it to Jackson. Cross-court pass to Hamburger, top of the key to Nicola. Right side to Hamburger. She'll take the 3 from the wing. It's long, no good. The rebound grabbed by Anderson, tied up by Josie Jackson. The big versus the little there. Anderson 6 foot. Jackson 5'3". Tied up. Basketball goes to Kearney Catholic on the alternate possession. 7:03 to go for the quarter. And knocked out of bounds. The inbounds pass by Claire Hamburger. That was intended for Messel. As Pososki will throw it in for the Stars. 15-9 St. Cecilia. 1 minute. He last knocked out of bounds, stolen this time by Hamburger. Her pass to Jackson's out of bounds. So Claire knocked it out of bounds the first time and stole it the second time, and her pass underneath was knocked out of bounds by the Stars. And Jackson to inbound for St. Cecilia. Does long, almost picked up by Howell, but grabbed by Hamburger. Hoops the pass into the corner for 3 is Gettard. In and out, no good. The rebound out of there by the Stars. Rebounding it is Messel. She drives all the way into the scoring zone. Pass underneath to Howell. Anna with it, top of the key. Prosofsky for 3 in the hole. Allie Prosofsky, her first point. Cuts the lead in half for St. Cecilia, 15-12 Hawkettes. Goodwin going here in this semifinal with Gettard. Cross-court pass to Nicola. Inside to Jackson. She crosses into the corner, passes back out to Nicola. To Gettard, 2-point shot in the air, in and out and back down. Sarah Gettard with the field goal. Gettard with the field goal for St. Cecilia, and it's 17-12. Front court, Messel, Michaela with it for the Stars. Bounce pass to Pososki. Right side to Messel. They look inside for Baum. Pass underneath, picked off there by Gettard. Turnover, Stars, steal Gettard. Front court, Jackson for St. Cecilia. Josie with it to Nicola. 17-12, St. Cecilia, 5:50 to go before halftime. Jackson to Nicola. To Gettard, cross-court pass to Hamburger, top of the key to Jackson. Right side to Nikola, goes to the baseline. Inside to Thomas. Nice assist. Nikola missed the shot, did Thomas. Nikola rebound, turnaround from seven. No good, the rebound out of there by Therenbaum for Kearney Catholic to Michaela Messel. Messel for the Stars across the timeline. Loops the pass into the front court to Baum. She inside to Anderson. Megan double-teamed. She hits the deck, and she's shoved on the play. Foul, St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation. Foul called on.
Kayla
Nurse. He earned into the ball game. That foul not on her. It's the foul called on Josie Jackson of St. Cecilia. Ernst back in the game with, along with Kissinger. Nicola on the floor. Jamie Williams in and Gettert for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic ball down by five. The inbound and Anna Howell has it. Top of the key now to Prosofsky. Alley with it. Couple of dribbles to Messel. Kissinger with the defense there. Inside to Megan Anderson. Behind now to Bomb. The pass to Theron was behind her, couldn't control it. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia basketball leading 17-12. There's a foul on Anna Howell. She tried to steal it from Morgan Nikola, and Howell picked up the foul. That's her first. Nikola, Kissinger, Gettert, Williams, and Ernst on the floor for St. Cecilia. Now Gettert will come out. Hamburger comes in for Nikola, and Alyssa Schropp in for St. Cecilia. So it's now it's Kissinger, Schropp, Hamburger, Ernst, and Williams for St. Cecilia. Inbound the ball to Schropp. Back to Kissinger. 5 points St. Cecilia lead. 4:52 to go in the second quarter. It's Williams. Cross-court pass to Hamburger. Top of the key to Schropp for three. Off the iron, no good and out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. That three ball off the air as the St. Cecilia will face three new ones. Whitney Colling coming in. Morgan Studi coming in. Shayla Connor coming in for Kearney Catholic. Posofsky will come out. Messel will get a break for Kearney Catholic. And also going out, Theron Baum. Remember, Theron has two personal fouls from the post players for the Stars. They inbound in the backcourt. Anna Howell has it. The 5-5 senior will control. 17-12 Hawkettes over the Stars with 4:37 to go in the first half. Anna Howell for Kearney Catholic. To Whitney Colling. Colling a couple of dribbles. Kissinger with the steal. Quick hands, Libby Kissinger. She will drive all the way. Left-handed shot up and good. It will count, and she is fouled. Libby Kissinger with the field goal. She has seven. The steal and score. And the foul on Kearney Catholic. Biggest lead for St. Cecilia. Now it's seven. And a timeout. Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic will take one with 4:25 to go first half. St. Cecilia 19, Kearney Catholic 12. Back in 1 minute.
Farm Bureau Financial Services' approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. St. Cecilia with its biggest lead of 7 at 19-12 with 4:25 to go. The big story so far in this one, rebounds, 10-4. St. Cecilia's out-rebounded Kearney Catholic. Free throw is going to be no good by Kissinger, and the rebound by Megan Anderson. In the backcourt, a foul on St. Cecilia's Libby Kissinger. So Kissinger can't complete the three-point play, and then fouls in the backcourt there. That's her first. 19-12, St. Cecilia's largest lead in this one. And a foul there on Kissinger, non-shooting situation. Five fouls in the Stars, four in the Hawkettes. Backcourt, Whitney Colling for Kearney Catholic. Across that timeline on the defense, Alicia Schropp for St. Cecilia. Left side now to Megan Studi. Morgan Studi, excuse me. Morgan bounce pass in the corner now to Shayla Connor. Connor to the top of the key to Anna Howell. Anna passing the lane is going to be Aaron. Too high there. Picked off by Williams. Turnover Stars. Williams will drive, shoot, and score. Jamie Williams with her second field goal. And St. Cecilia ups its lead to 21-12. Last six scored by St. Cecilia. Drive shot no good there by Morgan Studi, and she's fouled in the play, and she will shoot two. Jamie Williams picks up her second. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Morgan Studi for the Stars. She has a field goal. First two free throws. St. Cecilia. Six-point run. Missed free throw on the first attempt there by Studi. New one's in there for Kearney Catholic. Jamie McCann comes in. Theron Baum comes in. Michaela Messel also back in. Second free throw's off. No good. So both free throws missed there by Studi, and it stays 21-12. St. Cecilia, they have scored the last six. Front court Kissinger inside to Ernst. Turn, shoots, and scores. Caitlin Ernst with her first field goal. She has 3 points. St. Cecilia leads it 23-12. 8-point run for the Hawkettes in the corner for three. In the air, off there, no good by Jamie McCann. The rebound in the far corner to Nicola. Nicola in the backcourt to Ernst. Front court pass now to Schropp. Alyssa with it for the Hawkettes, leading by 11 here, 23-12. In the corner for three, in and out, and it rolls out. No good by Williams. Rebound shot, no good by Ernst. She hits the floor, and the ball goes out of bounds off the missed shot there, and it'll be off the Stars. It will stay with the Hawkettes. Kissinger to throw it, and it's 23-12, St. Cecilia. They've scored the last eight. Allie Prosofsky into the game for Morgan Studi for Kearney Catholic. Libby Kissinger to play it in for St. Cecilia. Does to Jamie Williams, to Alyssa Schropp. In the corner to Kissinger, to Schropp, to Nicola, to Kissinger. Inside, knocked away there by Theron Baum. So the steal there by the Stars, front court Messel. McKaylee in the front court stops and pops for three, in and out of there, no good. Battle for, tipped around in the lane, grabbed by Baum. Out to Messel, another three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Morgan Nicola with the rebound for St. Cecilia. Still an 11-point lead. 2:40 to go before halftime. 23-12, St. Cecilia. On court, it's Schropp to Kissinger. Libby, long three from the wing. Way long, off the iron and off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Williams. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Jamie McCann with the rebound. The offensive rebound and by Jamie Williams, she'll go to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. 23-12 Hawkettes, 2:27 to go in this quarter. Williams will shoot two. This one's up and good. 5 for Williams, 24-12. Back in Megan Anderson for Kearney Catholic. Olivia Thomas for St. Cecilia. Williams will eye the second. These teams with some injuries, they're some of their better players and starters. Second free throw missed. It's 24-12. St. Cecilia with the dozen-point lead with 2:20 to go. Ellie Conley, Bailey Sokolowski on the injured list for Kearney Catholic. Of course, Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. That's three starters not playing in this game. Shot put up no good. Headed for the hole there. Nice drive to the hole. Whitney Colling. And she is fouled in the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Jamie Williams picks up her third, so Jamie's picked up three. With 2:09 to go before halftime, Williams now with her third foul with 2:09 to go. Whitney Colling shooting two, up with the left hand, in and out of there, no good. Sarah Gettard in for Jamie Williams with three fouls and 5 points for the senior Williams. Colling will shoot the second. This one's up, and it is rolling down and good. That breaks the run for St. Cecilia, a 9-point run. It's 24-13 now. Favor of the Hawkettes. Front court Nicola with 2 minutes to go before halftime. Morgan Nicola to Kissinger. Pass underneath to Gettard. She was cutting a great pass from Kissinger to Gettard, and she scores her 4th point. 26-13. In the front court. Messel for three for the Stars. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound to Schropp for St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp into the scoring zone. All the way into the lane. Puts up a runner from five. It'll be staying down and good. Alyssa Schropp with the field goal. She has 4. 28-13. St. Cecilia by 15 with 1:26 to go. There's a steal by Gettard. Another turnover on the Stars and Getter now in the backcourt to Nikola. And the Hawkettes will slow it up a little bit here. Front court, Nikola to Williams. To Schroff, to Kissinger, to Getter, deep in the right corner. Tipped away from her. Grabbed by Collings. Turnover St. Cecilia and a foul in the backcourt on the Hawkettes. Looks like it's going to be calling Sarah Getter. It'll be Sarah's. Sarah Getter back first. 17 foul, one in bonus coming up for the Stars. That foul is on Sarah Getter. Josie Jackson, Caitlin Ernst in for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger in. Carissa Dobish, 5'10 junior, makes her first appearance for Kearney Catholic. And Morgan Studi will check in after a three-throw toss here by Whitney Colling. Whitney's going to shoot the 1-1. 28-13, 1:08 to go in this first half. Free throw up by Colling is going to be long. No good. Doesn't earn the bonus. Rebound Ernst. Ernst to Getter. To Hamburger. Front court to Josie Jackson. 1 minute to go in the first half. Pass deflected but grabbed there by Hamburger. Double team gives it up to Nikola. Top of the key. Morgan Nikola. Left wing to Getter. To Nikola. Morgan slows it up now a little bit. Dribbles to her right. Now to Hamburger. Left wing to Getter. Back to Hamburger. To Jackson for three on the wing. Off there, no good. Long rebound in the far corner. Trying to save it as Ernst. A couple of Hawkettes over there, but they can't save it. It'll be basketball to the Stars as Morgan Studi checks in, the freshman for Kearney Catholic. 33 seconds to go before halftime. 28-13, Hawkettes. Trying to inbound the basketball. Prosofsky Alley does. Comes from Michaela into the scoring zone. Double team their pass. Is deflected in the scoring zone. Got about four players on the deck and a jump ball called on the possession. It will go to St. Cecilia with 26 seconds to go. And Libby Kissinger will check back in for the Hawkettes. Sarah Getter goes out. Molly Klingensmith in there. First appearance for Molly for the Kearney Catholic Stars. With 26 seconds to go, Hawkettes basketball. They're up by 15. It was 12-9, St. Cecilia. After the first quarter of play, Kissinger front court. So it's been a good second quarter for the Hawkettes. They've scored 16 points to only four for Kearney Catholic. Jackson with it. In the corner to Ernst. Top of the key to Kissinger. She will drive, put up the shot, and the whistle will travel. And Kissinger with 5 seconds to go. So the turnover on the Hawkettes, the basketball of the Stars. So they got 5 seconds to come the length of the floor. Messel quickly checks back in. Michaela, 5'6 junior in there. For Molly Klingensmith. So they want to get the ball maybe to Messel so she can go down and create something in the final 5 seconds. Posofsky inbounds in the backcourt to Messel with four to the timeline with two. Michaela will stop and throw it up from about 35. It's going to be an air ball, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. St. Cecilia with a big second quarter outscoring Kearney Catholic 16-4 in the second quarter at halftime. St. Cecilia 28, Kearney Catholic 13. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are back at Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime of this second semifinal in the Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia leads Kearney Catholic 28-13. The Hawkettes outscored the Stars 16-4 in that second quarter of play. St. Cecilia has a 9-point run in that second quarter, up their lead from 15-12 to 24-12. Go on to lead it here 28-13. At halftime, Kearney Catholic's had a lead of 7-6, their only lead of the ball game. A close back and forth the first quarter of play, 12-9 Hawkettes after one. But St. Cecilia stoking up the defense a little bit in the second quarter of play, and that 9-point run offensively jumped the lead up to 12, and they lead here by 15 at halftime, 28-13. This has been the largest lead of the game for St. Cecilia. It's 15, 28-13. Here at halftime. St. Cecilia being led in scoring by Libby Kissinger with 7, leading scorer for the Stars. Michaela Messel with 3 and Allie Prosofsky with 3. This is the Allens Halftime Report. Halftime Report. Halftime brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allens, our halftime show sponsor. We'll be back with more halftime information. We'll run down some numbers for you after this 2-minute timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allens Halftime Report here on The Breeze. KLIQ FM, 94.5. St. Cecilia leads Kearney Catholic 28-13. For St. Cecilia, 7 points for Libby Kissinger, 5 for Jamie Williams, 5 for Morgan Nicola, 4 for Alyssa Schropp, 3 for Caitlin Ernst, 4 for Sarah Gettert. For Kearney Catholic, 3 for Allie Prosofsky on a 3-point field goal, a 3-pointer for Michaela Messel. 2 points for Morgan Studi, Anna Howell with 2, Theron Baum with 2, Whitney Colling with 1 free throw in the contest. For St. Cecilia, they're shooting 40% from the floor, 12 out of 30. Kearney Catholic, 36%. St. Cecilia has out-rebounded Kearney Catholic 19-7. St. Cecilia with 7 turnovers, the Stars with 14 in the first half. St. Cecilia, 2 out of 11 from 3-point range, the Stars, 2 out of 7. St. Cecilia, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. The Stars, 1 out of 5. 2 blocks for Kearney Catholic, 1 for St. Cecilia. The St. Cecilia girls with 8 steals, Kearney Catholic with 4. Most important numbers on the scoreboard, the score. St. Cecilia 28, Kearney Catholic 13 here at halftime. The winner will take on Minden in game, the championship game of this sub-district on Thursday night right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Minden beats Adams Central 74-33 into the first game of the evening. The Whippets outscore the Patriots 21-2 and back at the last 21 points of the first quarter and really do not look back and win it by the score of 74-33, and they move on to the championship. Adams Central ends its season at 5-18. The Whippets now at 18-2. This one's Kearney Catholic 18-4, St. Cecilia 15-5. Again, with the winner taking on the Minden Whippets at 7 o'clock Thursday night. We'll have the game for you right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Maybe give you a score for you on Hastings College women's game at Concordia. That one with an 8 o'clock start tonight. That game can be heard on 1230 KHAS Radio. If we get a score on that, we'll pass that along to you. Maybe we'll have a halftime score before we're finished here this evening. Here at halftime of this girls' semifinal game, St. Cecilia 28 and Kearney Catholic 13. We'll be back with the third quarter play-by-play. This has been the Allen's Halftime Report, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. Blaine Julius with you. Third quarter about to begin. The Kearney Catholic Stars down 28-13 to St. Cecilia. Allie Prosofsky, Michaela Messel, Megan Anderson, Theron Baum, and Anna Howell on the floor for Kearney Catholic. They have the basketball. She shoots the basket to our right. Libby Kissinger, Sarah Gettert, Caitlin Ernst, Morgan Nicola, Alyssa Schropp for St. Cecilia. Heading for the hoop is Baum. Lost control of it, out of bounds. Turnover on the Stars, and that's 15 on the Stars here tonight in the first 9 seconds of the third quarter. St. Cecilia kind of stoked up the defense in the second quarter. The Stars turned it over 14 times in the first half of play. Alyssa Schropp tries to go through a couple defenders. She turns it over with the palming violation. Basketball to the Stars. Well, rough start for both teams. Turnovers on each. 16 seconds gone in the second half. Michaela Messel, front court for Kearney Catholic. Bombs a pass inside the bomb. She heads for the hoop. Lost control of it, out of bounds again. Another turnover on the Stars. Three by these teams combined in the first 26 seconds of this quarter. The Stars trying to use that 6-1 frame of Theron Baum and Megan Anderson, the six-footer inside against the shorter Hawkettes. But have turned it over a couple times to start this second quarter. St. Cecilia's defense has been good inside. and outside all evening long. Mrs. Spears played well defensively all season, giving up only 13 points to Kearney Catholic. Libby Kissinger with the basketball for the Hawkettes. Behind the back dribble, still with the ball. Pass to the free throw line to Ernst on the wing. Shot for three is going to be off there by Schropp. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Off the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Stars, in fact, only give up. Excuse me. Only give up 35 points a game, and Kearney Catholic scores 58 a contest, but they had only 13. Shot for three, good by Sarah Getter. Seven for Getter. And St. Cecilia with their biggest lead up to 18, 31-13. Front court, Anna Howell with the basketball for the Stars. Well, St. Cecilia clamping down on the Stars. They average 58. Kearney Catholic with only 13 tonight. St. Cecilia defensively giving up only 35 points a game. The steal, Nicola. She drives and scores. Morgan Nicola with a steal and score. She has seven, and it's 33-13. St. Cecilia up by 20 with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia turning a first quarter close game of 3 points up to a 20-point lead here with 6:14 to go. There's a pass deflected. It goes into the backcourt. Megan Anderson runs it down there. It was off of Hawkett, and Anderson gets it for the Stars to Anna Howell. Howell looks inside. They find bomb there off her fingertips, but a foul going to be called on Morgan Nicola, St. Cecilia. Morgan moving in to bomb there, and non-shooting situation. Anna Howell to throw it in for the Stars. Does to bomb. Theron with it. To Howell over her head and out of bounds. Another turnover on Kearney Catholic with 5:59 to go in the third. It's been a rough third quarter for the Stars. Teresa Dobish, the 5'10 junior in for bomb. 6'1 junior will take a break. That's three turnovers this quarter on bomb. Kissinger in the backcourt for St. Cecilia. 33-13 Hawkettes to Ernst all alone with Schropp, but Caitlin didn't see her. And the Hawkettes have the basketball in the corner now to Schropp. She'll take the three from there. Off the backboard and rim, no good. The rebound to Megan Anderson of Kearney Catholic, knocked out of bounds by St. Cecilia. It'll be basketball to the Stars. Claire Hamburger will check in for St. Cecilia, the 5'9 freshman, in for Alyssa Schropp. 5:41 to go. John Kyle's basketball team with a 20-point lead. The defending Class C1 state champions at 15-5. Closed the regular season with a win over Sutton last Thursday. Again, playing without Chanel Farmer with the broken bone in the leg. Of course, the Stars missing Bailey Sokolowski and Ellie Connolly. Sokolowski only played 4 games this season, and Connolly has been injured the last few, so they're missing a couple starters. There's a three-pointer by Messel, no good. Rebound by Getter. Getter to Nicola, almost stolen by the Stars. Now up to Kissinger. Libby drives, dishes to Hamburger. She'll take the three from the wing. Going to be off the iron, no good. The rebound by Carissa Dobish, and she's fouled in the backcourt by St. Cecilia. A hold on the Hawkettes in the backcourt. Sarah Getter picks up her second foul. Two team fouls on the Hawkettes. None on Kearney Catholic this half. 5:09 to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia by 20. Prososki in the backcourt. To Howell, tipped away from her, but it goes to Messel, and a kick by the Hawkettes. Sarah Gettert on that pass. Messel got the basketball, but it was kicked by Gettert. It'll be Kearney Catholic again trying to throw it in. They'll come the length of the floor. Prososki looks. Does to Howell in the backcourt. Anna with it for Kearney Catholic. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Stars have got a lot of water to pump here. They're down 33-13. Messel with it. Gets a screen. Michaela lobs a pass inside to Anderson on the pick and roll, and she scores. Megan Anderson with her first field goal. And it's 33-15. St. Cecilia front court. It's Jamie Williams who's checked back in. Shot for three. No good. Nicola tries to get the rebound and tries to save it. Can't. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. Olivia Thomas checks in for St. Cecilia. And Theron Baum back in for the Stars. Dobish goes out for the Stars. They inbound in the backcourt. Anna Howell with it in the backcourt to Messel, and a foul in the backcourt on Libby Kissinger. Another foul on St. Cecilia. That's going to be their third team foul. And the Stars will try to come the length of the floor against this backcourt pressure of the Hawkettes. Caitlin Ernst back in for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger will go out. Kissinger has two fouls. So it's Williams on the floor with Gettert. Ernst, Thomas, and Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Inbounded in the backcourt to Prosofsky. Prosofsky to Messel. Baum also out there. Howell and Anderson for the Stars. Messel will palm the basketball. Turnover on Kearney Catholic. Josie Jackson in for St. Cecilia. Whitney Colling in for the Stars. Prosofsky goes out for Kearney Catholic. Gettard goes out for St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams to throw it in right in front of the scorer's bench for the Hawkettes. Leading 33-15 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter in the C1 semifinal number two. The winner gets Minden 7 o'clock Thursday night right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. And you can hear it right here on The Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. There's a deflection as Caitlin Ernst tried to grab the ball for St. Cecilia, and she's fouled on the play. Non-shooting situation. Aaron Baum picks up her third with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Hawkettes throw it in. Williams to Hamburger. Claire Hamburger with it. Back to Williams in the corner to Olivia Thomas. Now to Williams to Hamburger. Hamburger hounded by Howell. Gives it up to Ernst. Pass underneath to Williams. Going to be stolen by Messel. Backcourt defense there by Messel. Steps in front of the intended receiver of the pass. Drives all the way. Misses the shot, but Michaela's fouled on the play. That's what the Stars need, that leadership of Messel. To come to the front here. Messel to the line to shoot two. Foul on Claire Hamburger. Messel has a three-pointer. Now a free throw. She has four. 33-16. Morgan Nicolan and Alyssa Schropp. Jackson and Thomas go out for the Hawkettes. Messel makes the first. She'll eye the second. She has four. 33-16. Messel's second is no good. The rebound there by Baum. Turns, shoots, and it will miss. No good. Anderson grabs it, and she's fouled in the play. Megan Anderson with the offensive board as the Stars get a couple there, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul call on the Hawkettes. Official score here. Who was the foul on? A two-shot situation for Anderson. Trying to figure out who the foul was on. It's on St. Cecilia because Megan Anderson's going to go to the line to shoot two. Now I got to figure out who the foul was on. Caitlin Ernst, they say.
Foul's number 15, Caitlin Ernst.
Caitlin Ernst, second foul.
That's her first personal 15th foul.
First on Caitlin. Megan Excuse Anderson, me. First foul on Ernst. Two. And Megan Anderson to shoot two. Up and in and out of there, no good. 3:51 to go in the third. 33-16 Hawkettes. Anderson has a field goal in the game in this quarter. Missed the first free throw here. Second free throw is good. One out of two for Megan. 33-17. The last four scored by the Stars. Ernst to Schropp. Front court, Alyssa to Morgan Nicola. Zone defense by the Stars. Now that tried to converge to get the double team. Schropp has it all the way into the lane. A runner from seven will roll off there. No good. The rebound, Megan Anderson. Megan Anderson double team. Pass out to Messel. Michaela to the timeline. Crosses it into the scoring zone. Gives a pass inside to Baum. Turns, lost control of the ball. Ernst grabs it. Tied up by Baum. Alternate possession jump ball. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Libby Kissinger checks in for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger goes out. 3:22 to go in the third. 33-17 Hawkettes. Kissinger in the backcourt to Nicola. To Kissinger, backcourt pressure put on by the Stars. Kissinger dribbles it and passes it to Nicola in the front court. Morgan Nicola goes, tries to go through a couple defenders, and she's fouled. A blocking foul called on the Kearney Catholic Stars, Michaela Messel. Michaela picks up the foul. That's her second. 3:08 to go. 15 fouls on the Hawkettes. That's only number two on the Stars. So Jamie Williams to play it in for St. Cecilia. Does to Caitlin Ernst. Ernst to Schropp. To Kissinger. Libby with it. Left-handed dribbles. Bounce pass to Schropp. Alyssa still with the dribble. Pass back out to Kissinger. She'll eye the three. She'll take it. It's off there. No good. The rebound, Megan Anderson, and a whistle. Foul going to be called on Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia, trying to grab that rebound. Foul on Ernst after her second this quarter, second in the game. 2:49 to go. Stars send in Shayla Connor, the 5'7 sophomore, placing Anna Howell. 2:49 to play in the third. 5 points for St. Cecilia in this quarter, four for Kearney Catholic. The lead was up to 20 earlier in the quarter, down to 17, and now it's 16. There's a pass deflected by Nicola with the steal. The pass to Schropp. Schropp one-on-one, lost control of the ball in the lane. Tipped around in the lane and grabbed by Messel. Turnover, Hawkett. Michaela Messel into the scoring zone. Will drive all the way for the hoop. Put up the shot. Blocked by Nicola. Ernst grabs it. Tied up by Messel, and the basketball will go to the Stars. So the block there by Nicola. The jump balls. Messel gets the tie-up. Alternate possession. It goes to the Kearney Catholic Stars. Get it in. Sarah in. Schropp out. Alyssa goes to the bench for St. Cecilia. Whitney Colling to play it in for the Stars. 2:26 to go in the third. 16 points. St. Cecilia lead. And the Stars have had only 17 points. Anderson shot up on the inbounds pass. No good. She's fouled on the play. And that is number three this quarter on Caitlin Ernst. Megan Anderson to go to the line to shoot two for the Stars. And a timeout, John Kyle and St. Cecilia. So we'll take one. 2:25 to go in the third. Hawkettes 33. Stars 17 back in 1 minute.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts at windstream.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The season average for the St. Cecilia defense, they've been giving up 35 points a game. They've given up 17 so far in this game with 2:25 to go in the third. They knew they were going to have to try to clamp down a bit defensively as Anderson misses the first of two free throws. 33-17 without Chanel Farmer. Of course, in the offensive end, the leading scorer, but Chanel also a very good defender, and that defense has really risen to the occasion so far for St. Cecilia. Anderson makes the second, 33-18. Hawkett's by 15. Getter to the timeline, gives it up in the backcourt to Nicola, to Kissinger. Still not in the front court. Now crossing the timeline is Libby. Dribbles between a couple defenders. Pass underneath Ernst. Shot will hit the bottom of the backboard. No good. Too far into the basket that time for Ernst. And Messel into the scoring zone. Right side pass now to Connor. To Baum. Tarrant heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot. Rolls off there. No good. Morgan Nicola with the rebound. Surrounded by Stars and the foul on Kearney Catholic. Call it on Megan Anderson. 13 foul on the Stars. The Hawkettes over the limit. They've got seven already. 1:56 to go here in the third. 33-18, St. Cecilia. Nicola in the backcourt. To Hamburger. Front court to Ernst. Bounce pass to Nicola. To Kissinger, deep on the right wing for St. Cecilia. Knocked away from her and out of bounds. It's off Messel. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball playing it in. Jamie Williams back in for Claire Hamburger. Olivia Thomas back in.
Number 22, Olivia Thomas.
For St. Cecilia, checking in for Caitlin Ernst. 1:43 to go in the third, 33-18 St. Cecilia. Five St. Cecilia points, five Kearney Catholic points. The margin's still 15 for St. Cecilia. There's Williams, puts up the runner, going to be partially deflected, hitting the deck and going out of bounds. He is Shayla Connor, but it's off the Hawkettes. Nope, it'll be off the Stars. It'll be St. Cecilia ball. Shayla just couldn't quite control it on that end line. And inbounded to Williams for St. Cecilia to Nicola. Eyes the three, takes it from the wing. In and out, no good. Rebound by Baum. Theron pulls it down for the Stars to Messel. Michaela across the timeline for Kearney Catholic with 1:23 clock runs in the third. Anderson to Baum for three from the wing. In the hole, nothing but net. Theron Baum for three. She has five. and it's down to 12. The lead from 20 to 12. It's an 8-point run for the Stars. Nikola to Kissinger into the offensive zone. Pass in the corner to Gettert. Takes a 15-footer in the hole. Sarah Gettert. She has 5 this quarter, 9 in the game. 35-21. That breaks the 8-point Kearney Catholic run. And the lead back up to 14. Anderson inside. To Baum, another 3. This one's going to be an air ball. No good. Rebound offensively to Anderson. Shot put up. No. Rolls out. No good. Baum gets the rebound and scores. Taryn Baum with the offensive board. She has scored 5 in a row now for the Stars. 35-23. St. Cecilia with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gettert double-teamed on the near sideline and a whistle. A timeout. John Kyle has saved the possession with 35 seconds to go in the third. We'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic 23. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
35-23, St. Cecilia. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia can hold or find a good shot before the end of this third quarter. But St. Cecilia had a 20-point lead. The Stars went on a 12-point, or excuse me, an 8-point run, cut it to 12. It's now 14. Underneath to Thomas on the feed from Nikola. Misses the shot. And a tie-up underneath the bucket. Thomas and Messel tied up. The basketball will stay with St. Cecilia. So the Hawkeyes miss one from point-blank range there. But get the tie-up and retain possession of the basketball. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Gettert wants to throw it in, does, to Williams, to Nikola, from the wing to Kissinger. She looks at the clock, sees that there's 15 seconds to go. St. Cecilia has the ball they want to hold for the final shot of this third quarter. To Gettert, to Nikola with 8. She heads for the hoop, marking underneath, inside to Thomas, back out to Kissinger, into the lane, underneath to Williams, and she's fouled in the play by Michaela Messel. A tie-up call. A tie-up by one official, a foul call by the other, and it's going to be a jump ball call that goes to Kearney Catholic. So the official closest to the play is the call, and it is a jump ball, and it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball in the alternate possession. Josie Jackson and Alicia Schropp in for St. Cecilia. With 1.8 seconds to go, the Stars need to come the length of the floor. Inbound it to the timeline to Baum. So get it off at the timeline. Throws up, it'll count, but it's going to be short. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. After 3, St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic 23, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 80R 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kearney Catholic Stars fell behind 33-13 in that third quarter, put on an 8-point run, got it down to 33-21, and it's 12 here after 3, 35-23, St. Cecilia after 3. Halftime score in women's college basketball tonight, Concordia 39, Hastings College 25 at halftime, so Concordia with a 14-point lead. Halftime of the C2 Sub-District 4 semifinal in Aurora tonight. It's Ravenna and Shelton. Ravenna leading Shelton by the score of 27-23 at halftime. St. Cecilia with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Alyssa Schropp, Jamie Williams, Caitlin Ernst, Claire Hamburger and Libby Kissinger. There's a steal by Allie Prosaska and a foul in the backcourt on Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third, and the Hawkettes over the foul limit, so the Kearney Catholic Stars will go to the line for the 1-1. They're down here by only 12. They were 20 down in the third. An 8-point run cut it to 12. It was then 35-21, 35-23 after three. If anybody thinks this game's over, you are sadly mistaken. Anna Howell to the line for the 1-1 bonus. Aaron Baum leads Kearney Catholic with 7 points after three quarters. 9 for Sarah Gettert, leading the way for St. Cecilia. Howell makes the first, earns the bonus. 35-24. The Stars trying to get it under double digits. It's 11 now, and Anna will shoot the second. Second one up. It is up and good. Makes them both. She has four. 35-25, Hawkettes. In the backcourt, it's Nicola. Backcourt pressure by the Kearney Catholic Stars. The front court to Hamburger, almost a steal by the Stars. Hamburger puts up the shot off the glass and rim, no good. A battle for it in the lane. Howell grabs it for Kearney Catholic. They can get to within 7. They're down here by only 10. We're early in the fourth quarter of play. Front court, Messel in the corner now. The bomb as she travels. Theron Baum travels there. Turnover on the Stars. Basketball to the Hawkettes. Backcourt, it's Kissinger to Nicola. Nicola, good defense there by Prosaski. Out of bounds, tipped out of bounds, though, by Allie Prosaski. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Minden over Adams Central, 74-33 in the first game. The winner here gets Minden, 7 o'clock 30. There's a tip and a steal by Messel. She will drive, shoot, shot, no good. Grabbing the basketball on the end line is Libby Kissinger, but she was on that end line but couldn't get that missed shot. Everybody was waiting for the whistle to blow. It didn't blow, and play went right on, and Libby Kissinger had to grab that ball, but she was out of bounds when she did. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball, still down by 10. To Baum, Theron with it, goes to her left. Top of the key to Messel, takes the three from there, bounces off the iron, no good. Rebound to Gettert. Gettert to Nicola for St. Cecilia. Sarah Gettert for St. Cecilia. It's to Ernst. Ernst in the front court now to Gettert. To Nicola. To Ernst. To Gettert. Left wing to Gettert. Back to Ernst. Zone defense by the Stars. Try to force some traps. St. Cecilia passes it to Ernst at the free throw line to Kissinger. Tipped away. Stolen by Messel. Another steal by Michaela Messel. To Prosaski. Stolen away from her, but a foul going to be called on Sarah Gettert of St. Cecilia. 1-1 bonus coming up for Allie Prosaski. Prosaski has 3 points. She'll go to the line. Timeout, John Kyle of St. Cecilia with 6:31 to go in the fourth quarter. So we'll take one. It's St. Cecilia 35, Kearney Catholic 25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. It may come down to a free throw shooting contest. It's a 10-point St. Cecilia lead with 6:31 to go. Kearney Catholic has a team 64% from the free throw line. For St. Cecilia, has a team 56% from the line. We'll see if that comes into a major play here in the final 6 minutes, 31 seconds. We have a lot of time in this one. Allie Prosofsky's at the line to shoot the 1-1 bonus. 19 fouls on St. Cecilia, 3 on Kearney Catholic, so the Stars have 3 to give yet. Prosofsky will put it up and roll it down. She earns the bonus. Under double digits, 35-26 St. Cecilia. Hawkins led 33-13 early in the third. Stars have an 8-point run, cut it to 12 then. They have it down to 9. Make it 8. Prosofsky makes them both. She has 5 points. 35-27. St. Cecilia. Again, the pressure in the backcourt. Facing the Hawkettes. Kissinger with the ball, and she's fouled in the backcourt. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Stars. They probably don't mind giving that up too much. Anna Howell picks up the second. It's St. Cecilia's. Not the best free throw shooting team at 56, but the Stars still have two to give up yet. We'll see what happens down the way with that. Nicola, front court, to Ernst, to Kissinger. 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. And we got a good one going here. It's down to eight. Underneath, all alone is Williams from Ernst. It counts, and she's fouled. The assist, Ernst. The field goal, Williams, and the foul, Kearney Catholic. 7 for Jamie Williams. Megan Anderson picks up her second. It's 37-27, St. Cecilia. 7 for Williams, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jamie eyes it, lets it go. Be off there, no good. The rebound, Megan Anderson. 37-27, Stars pass front court. Knocked out of bounds by Sarah Gettert for St. Cecilia. 6:01 to go in the fourth quarter. High school basketball here on the Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Basketball to the Stars. Messel has it. A lot of time for Kearney Catholic. It's only a 10-point margin. To Baum. Theron with it. To Messel off her hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. It'll be basketball to St. Cecilia. They'll inbound far side at the timeline. Morgan Nicola. Looking, does long to Libby Kissinger to the timeline on a foul there on Allie Prosofsky. That'll be a foul on the Stars. Again, they're 16 fouls. So on the next one, St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. That's the first on Allie Prosofsky. 16 foul this half. Nicola inbounds to Ernst near the timeline. Back to Nicola. 5:45 to go and a travel on Morgan Nicola. The basketball back to Kearney Catholic on that turnover. 5:44 to go. It's 37-27, St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic has led only 7-6, but they have been 20 down. They've got it to within 10. Anna Howell with it. To Prosofsky. St. Cecilia is getting a 1-2-2 zone here. To Howell. To Prosofsky. On the wing to Messel. Michaela drives all the way, puts up the shot. Knocked out of bounds, and a foul going to be called on Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. That's 3 on Nicola. It's going to be a two-shot situation for Michaela Messel. Michaela, 1 out of 2 from the line, has only 4 points. Now Messel, Michaela, averages 13 points a game. She has only 5 tonight, makes that first free throw. And it's down to 9, 37-28, as Whitney Colling checks in for the Hawkettes. Messel, 67% free throw shooter. Again, averages 13. She has 5, make it 6, buries those two. 6 out of 6 from the line. This quarter for Kearney Catholic Stars, 37-29. Gettert in the front court to Kissinger. 8 points, St. Cecilia lead, with still 5:13 to go to Ernst. Caitlin with it, bounce pass to Gettert. Gettert wide and on the pass there, intended for Nicola, turnover, Hawkette. Melissa Schropp back in for St. Cecilia. Sarah Gettert goes out. The Stars have 6 points this quarter. They're 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia has scored only 9 points this half. After having 28 in the first half, only 9 points this half for St. Cecilia. Only 2 this quarter. Howell with it now. Tabam loops a pass to Messel. July the 3 and take it. It's off the iron, no good. Knocked out of bounds. They're trying to save it. It's house. He does to Anderson. Back to Messel. Underneath. Shot going to be put up there by Colling. It's no good, but Whitney fouled on the play. Whitney Colling to go to the line to shoot 2 for Kearney Catholic. Foul called on Melissa Schropp. Her first going to the line to shoot 2 is Whitney Colling. Stars were only 4 out of 11 from the line the first 3 quarters, but they're 6 out of 6 this quarter. Colling with the left hand. They must like this basket. This quarter, Colling makes the first. It is a 7-point game, 37-30. 4:43 to go. Colling eyes the second, up with the left hand. This one's going to be off the iron. No good grab by Caitlin Ernst. Ernst now out the pass to Schropp. 37-30, St. Cecilia by 7. The Stars inch back into the game, 20 down, got it down to 10, now it's down to 7. Kissinger with it to Ernst, free throw line. Caitlin with it to Williams. It's now the man-to-man defense. Nicola for a shot up no good, but she's fouled in the play by Theron Baum. That's 4 on Theron. And to the line is going to be Morgan Nicola to shoot 2. Morgan has 7 points, hasn't thrown up any free throws yet. Nicola is a 63% free throw shooter. And she will make the first one high off the back iron in the air and drops through the hole. 8 for Nicola, 38-30. Our hamburger in for St. Cecilia. Checking in Allie Prosofsky for Kearney Catholic. Morgan Nicola shoots the second free throw. This one's good, makes them both. She has 9. 39-30. St. Cecilia by 9 with 4:16 to go. Messel, front court, inside to Anderson, turns, shoots, and it will roll off there, no good. Just wouldn't go down there. The rebound to Jamie Williams, to Nicola, to Schroff, back to Nicola, crosses the timeline. Some left-handed dribble, pass underneath to Williams, puts up a shot, fouled there by Theron Baum. If it's on Baum, she's finished. With exactly 4 minutes to go, and that is going to be the fifth foul on the junior, Theron Baum. Theron is fouled out with 4 minutes to go and 7 points in the game. And Baum, the 6'1" junior, will have to take a seat. She averages 12 points a game and 6 rebounds, has fouled out with 4 minutes to go. Checking in is Shayla Connor for Kearney Catholic. And also coming back in will be Morgan Studi for Anna Howell. 4 minutes to play. It's 39-30. Hawkettes. Jamie Williams to the line to shoot 2 for St. Cecilia. She is 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. This one's up, and it is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net there. That's 8 for Williams. 40-30. St. Cecilia's lead back up to 10. Williams will shoot the second. This one's up with the right hand, up and good. Makes them both, and Sarah Gettett will check in for Caitlin Ernst. 41-30. Williams buries 2 there with 4 minutes to go. The St. Cecilia now 4 out of 5 shooting free throws in this fourth quarter. The Stars are 7 out of 8, and there's a timeout. Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic with 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 41, Kearney Catholic 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
3:54 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-30 in favor of St. Cecilia. And Kearney Catholic Stars basketball. Michaela Messel into the scoring zone for the Stars. To Prosofsky. Prosofsky now to Shayla Connor. Connor heads for the hoop. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there by Jamie Williams. And it's off Connor. It'll be basketball to St. Cecilia. With a good hands there by Williams, knocked it away, and it went off Shayla Connor and out of bounds. Libby Kissinger is going to check in for St. Cecilia for Jamie Williams. Full court pressure now going to be put on by the Kearney Catholic Stars. They're 3:43 to go. They're down by 11. They cut it down to 7. 37-30 after being down by 20 in the third quarter. Lissa Schropp will break that press, head into the scoring zone to Claire Hamburger, now to Kissinger. Bounce pass to Gettert, 7-footer, short, no good. They battle for it on the baseline. It's off Nicola and out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. 3:33 to go in period number 4. So a lot, of course, these St. Cecilia Hawkettes on the state championship team last year. They're not ready to give up that throne yet. They want to play Thursday night. Kearney Catholic battling here to get back in this game. Messel for 3 off the rim, no good. The rebound to Gettert. Gettert to Nicola. Long front court pass to Schropp behind the defense. Alyssa will drive, shoot, and score. Alyssa Schropp gets behind the defense and gets her 6 points. St. Cecilia has the lead up to 13, 43-30. Messel front court on the wing now. The Morgan Studi back to Messel. 2:58 to play in the corner to Studi. Eyed the three but didn't take it. Top of the key to Shayla Connor. Right side they swing it to Kososki. Will take the three from there. In the hole. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Quick timeout. Kearney Catholic with 2:47 to go. It's St. Cecilia 43. Kearney Catholic 33. Back in another 30 seconds.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Breeze at Lynn Farrell Arena with 2:47 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 43, Kearney Catholic 33. St. Cecilia has led all but once, 7-6 stars in the first quarter. St. Cecilia had a 15-point halftime lead, led by 20 in the third. There's a long front court pass. Going to be tipped away from Sarah Getter. Works while ago for St. Cecilia. They get an easy layup, but not this time. The ball knocked out of bounds as the Stars get back on defense there. Sarah Getter to play it in for the Hawkettes with 2:42 to go. The winner will play Minden Sub-District Championship Thursday night right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena and right here on the Breeze. Inside to Ernst. She'll shoot and score. Nicola with the feed. Ernst with the field goal. She has five. 45-33. Hawkettes by 12. Front court. Whitney Colling will take a 13-footer. Going to be off the iron. No good. Claire Hamburger with the rebound. Knocked away off a star, says the officials. And it'll be Kearney Catholic on defense, St. Cecilia with the basketball. Molly Klingensmith in. Molly may be in there to force a foul. Kososki, a little defense for a little offense here. Megan Anderson goes out. Kayla Shundoff comes in. This is for defense and try to get some steals, force some turnovers. Inbounded in the backcourt to Nicola, to Kissinger. If two St. Cecilia players and three Kearney Catholic players there together. And a timeout, John Kyle on the bench here for St. Cecilia to save that possession. 2:22 to go in the fourth. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one. St. Cecilia 45, Kearney Catholic 33, back in 30 seconds.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hawkettes basketball. They come the length of the floor. Margaret Nichols pass going to be picked off by Michaela Messel. She'll take the shot in the air. It'll be no good for a three. Rebound, Claire Hamburger. Still a 12-point St. Cecilia lead with 2:15 to go. Nichols pass is going to be too strong again. Two straight turnovers by the Hawkettes. Messel for three. In the air, in the hole. Michaela Messel for three. She has five this quarter, nine in the game. The lead down to nine, 45-36. Front court pass is Williams. Williams turns behind the defense. She will shoot and score. Offensive St. Cecilia beats the defense down the floor and earns with the easy field goal, 47-36 with 1:48 to go. Messel for three again. Michaela Messel for three, second in a row. Eight in the quarter for Messel. Timeout, Kearney Catholic with 1:46 to play. 47-36. 47-39, Kearney Catholic by trailing St. Cecilia by eight. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in another 30 seconds.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia 47, Kearney Catholic 39, 1:46 to go. St. Cecilia beats Kearney Catholic 46-41 back in January. The first loss on that new floor for the Kearney Catholic Stars in that new building. That was last January. And this one has been St. Cecilia leading most of the way. Jamie Williams puts up the shot on the offensive end for the Hawkettes, and she's fouled by the Stars. Michaela Messel.
That's number 11, Michaela Messel.
That's three on Messel. Now, Prososki and Anderson are going to come in. Kearney Catholic, remember, they've lost 6'1 junior Theron Baum to fouls in this situation, so they're going to get their offensive players back in. Free throw up and good by Williams. Jamie's made three in a row this quarter. 48-39, St. Cecilia. Eyeing the second is going to be Jamie Williams. It is up, and it is good. She makes four in a row from the line. Four out of five this quarter, five out of seven on the night. And it's 49-39. St. Cecilia back by 10. Funcourt Prososki blocked by Nicola. Tries to save it. It goes to Prososki now to Howell for Kearney Catholic, and she throws it away out of bounds. Turnover on Kearney Catholic. Basketball back to the Stars. Nice block by Nicola. Saved it. It went to the Stars, but they throw it away. 49-39. St. Cecilia, 1:28 to go. Then Prososki and Anderson go out for Shundorf. And another defender coming in, Molly Klingensmith. Front court, Williams. She's fouled on the play by Shundorf. So Kayla comes in for a little defense and commits the foul there, as she's instructed to do. To the free throw line is Jamie Williams. Shoot two. So the Hawkettes will shoot two the rest of the way on the 10th team foul on Kearney Catholic. 1:24 to play. It's a 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. Williams up and off the iron this time. Jamie had made four in a row. She's made five from the line. She has 6 points this quarter, 11 in the game. Prososki and Anderson back in for the Stars. They try to save their season here at 18-4. The Saints to see a free throw by Williams. The second one is good. Makes one out of two. And the lead now 50-39. Saints to see by 11. Howell on the right wing to Prososki with 1:16 clock runs. Prososki deep in the right corner. The Stars got to throw it up here pretty quick. Anderson, baseline pass now. Shot put up by Anna Howell is going to be rolling off no good and over the backboard and out of bounds. So it'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Whitney calling. Molly Klingensmith come in for Kearney Catholic. They try to play a little defense here. Sarah Gettard in for Caitlin Ernst. So the Hawkettes pretty small out there, but they're going to have people that need to shoot free throws. Front court is scattered with 1 minute to go. Front court to Schroff. Alyssa double dribbles. Turnover, St. Cecilia on the double dribble by the Hawkettes. 59.9 seconds to go. Quickly, Anderson, Prososki, and Jamie McCann in for the Stars. Also checking in, Shayla Connor. You got to think Connor and McCann, maybe three-point shooters, as Howell will go out. Stars down by 11. They need the three-point shooters in there now. Caitlin Ernst will check in for St. Cecilia. Mr. Schropp goes out. 59.9 to play. 50-39, St. Cecilia. Rigo inbounded in the backcourt to Messel. Quickly into the scoring zone for the Stars. Prososki down to Messel. Around the screen. Takes the three. Going to be an air ball. Grabbed by Nicola to Ernst. Ernst now two on none. Kissinger to Williams. She will drive, put up the shot, and score. Jamie Williams, 2-4, 9 points this quarter for Williams. That might be enough for St. Cecilia, 52-39, and a travel on the Stars in the front court. 37 seconds to go, and that turnover may very well ice it up. The Williams field goal and the travel. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead with 37 seconds to go. Jamie Williams has made five free throws and two field goals. She has nine this quarter. 14 in the game, so the senior really rising to the occasion for St. Cecilia. Ernst, front court pass to Williams, is tipped away, goes out of bounds, far end of the floor off the Stars. Basketball to the Hawkettes. with 33.6 to go, and it looks like St. Cecilia has a date with Minden, a team that defeated the Hawkettes in January on St. Cecilia's floor. Williams will put up a shot short. Janie fouled again. Allie Prososki coming back in, along with Anna Howell for Kearney Catholic. Claire Hamburger, Olivia Thomas going to check in for the Hawkettes, and Josie Jackson. Williams free throws up, makes another one. Six of eight from the line this quarter for Williams. She has 10 points this quarter. 30 seconds exactly to play. 53-39. The Stars could get it no closer than 7 after being down by 20. St. Cecilia has moved it back up to 14. Second free throw, Williams, will be no good. It's 53-39 with 27 seconds to go. Quickly front court, Messel to Prososki. Top of the key, Anderson for three. He'll be off the backboard, no good. Williams with the rebound. Jamie into the scoring zone with 18 seconds to go, and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes are going to be in the championship game on Thursday night against Minden, 7 o'clock here at Lynn Farrell Arena. With 8 seconds to go and a backcourt violation on the Hawkettes, won't make any difference now. Then Minden Whippets and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes will be going at it on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have it right here for you on the Breeze. And Kearney Catholic's going to end an outstanding year at 18-5. Shot for three, off no good. Grabbed by Hamburger, final 2 seconds, one. And this game is over. And the St. Cecilia Hawkettes have defeated the Kearney Catholic Stars 53-39. And the Hawkettes advance to the sub-district championship game on Thursday night against Minden. And the season over for the Kearney Catholic Stars at 18-5. St. Cecilia leads all but 7-6 in this game. Build up a 20-point lead. The Stars get it down to 7 in the fourth quarter. Could get no closer. And St. Cecilia gets made free throws in that fourth quarter as the Hawkettes make 8 free throws in the fourth quarter and win it 53-39. We'll talk about this basketball game in 2 minutes, and welcome to the Vaughn's postgame show. Vaughn's Printers, more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 402-463-7721. We'll be back to talk about this one on the Vaughn's postgame show in 2 minutes.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes have defeated the Kearney Catholic Stars 53-39 in this second semifinal game in the C1 sub-district. Minden wins the first game over Adams Central 74-33, so that sets up a Saints Lucia and Minden championship game Thursday night at 7 o'clock right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, and we'll have it for you on the Breeze on Thursday night beginning about 6:45. These two teams, Minden and Saints Lucia, met earlier this season, and Saints Lucia lost to Minden on Saints Lucia's home floor 45-42. That was back on January the 12th. And more about that game in the coming days. Tonight in this second semifinal, Saints Lucia leads all but one time in this game. They started out with a 3-0 lead. The only lead for the night for Kearney Catholic was 7-6. Saints Lucia comes back to take a 12-9 lead after the first quarter. Saints Lucia has a 9-point run in the second quarter, go up 24-12, and the Hawkettes led 28-13 in the intermission break, a 15-point halftime lead for Saints Lucia as Kearney Catholic turned the basketball over 14 times in the first half of play. Saints Lucia builds that lead up to 33-13, 20 points early in the third quarter of play, but the Kearney Catholic Stars come right back and score the next eight. They cut it to 33-21 in the third quarter. Saints Lucia led 35-23 after three. The Stars chipping away in the fourth quarter got the lead down to 37-30 in the fourth quarter as Kearney Catholic made seven of their first eight free throws to stay in the basketball game in that fourth quarter, cut it down to 37-30 before Saints Lucia started making their free throws in the fourth quarter, and mainly in the person of Jamie Williams. Jamie made 6 out of 9 in the fourth quarter alone. Saints Lucia 8 out of 11 from the line as the Kearney Catholic Stars were forced to foul. Eight free throws made in that fourth quarter by Saints Lucia, 6 by Jamie Williams, only 3 field goals for the Hawkettes in the fourth quarter. But after the lead at 37-30, Williams and the Hawkettes make their free throws and score enough. In fact, get 18 points in that fourth quarter and win the basketball game. After leading 37-30, they got up to 43-30. It was 43-33 with 2:47 to go. Saints Lucia goes on to win it by 14, 53-39. So Saints Lucia moves on to the championship game with 16 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Kearney Catholic Stars will end their season at 18-5, and of course the district champions all automatically qualified for the state tournament. 2 wild cards, but the Stars were behind Saints Lucia heading into the wild card chase tonight. In fact, we're 11th in the standings, and so this basketball season, despite 18 wins and 5 losses, and playing most of the year without Bailey Sokolowski, the 6'1 junior, and the last few games without senior Ellie Conley, quite a job by Rick Petrie and the Kearney Catholic staff and those Kearney Catholic star players. They had a tremendous season despite the loss of a couple starters and the senior Conley, and then Bailey Sokolowski, that big force into the middle there for the Stars. They end at 18-5 with this loss here tonight. The scoring in the game for Saints Lucia, Jamie Williams had 15 points, including those made free throws in the fourth quarter, 6 made in the fourth quarter, 7 free throws on the night for Williams. She ends up with 15 points, 9 for Sarah Gettert. She had 5 in the third quarter, 9 for Morgan Nicola, a 7 for Caitlin Ernst, 7 for Libby Kissinger, including 5 in the first quarter, and 6 for Alyssa Schropp. Saints Lucia, 11 out of 16 from the free throw line. They have 28 first-half points, 25 in the second, 53 for the ball game. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, led by Michaela Messel, as you might expect, scored her average, 12 points a game. She had 12 tonight, 8 for Allie Prosowski, 7 for Theron Baum, a 4 for Megan Anderson, 4 for Anna Howell, 2 points apiece for Whitney Colling and Morgan Studi. The Stars, 11 out of 19 from the free-throw line in this game, 13 first-half points, 26 in the second. Saints Lucia defense really rising to the occasion and setting up the Hawkettes to that 15-point halftime lead that they didn't give up in the second half, holding Kearney Catholic at 13 points in the first half. The Stars get 26 in the second, 39 for the game. Saints Lucia wins it by the score of 53-39. And you're listening to the Bonds Printers post-game show. Hopefully we'll hear from John Kyle, maybe the Saints Lucia head basketball coach, and we're going to have some final numbers for you from Gene Shaw after this timeout. When we return, we'll wrap things up here on the Bonds postgame show and our night of action of basketball here at Lynn Farrell Arena. The final score here tonight, 53-39, Saints Lucia beating Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons. We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. Yeah, we want to thank all of our Hastings Kearney sponsors for being on this broadcast of this second semifinal tonight. Jackson's Floor Service, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings State Bank, Auto Glass Experts, CPI, Mr. Tire, Hellman and Main, Sorensen Construction, Buffalo County Farm Bureau, Ravenna Sanitation, Eustace Body Shop, Cunningham's Journal, Killian Motors, Valentino's, Misco's, ENT Family Physicians, Builders Warehouse, Kearney Orthopedic, Barney Insurance, Midway Auto Group, Family Physical Therapy, of course, all of our Hastings sports boosters on our local games all season long, too. And this, of course, the Vaughn's Printers post-game show here tonight. Final numbers in here tonight as St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 53-39. For the basketball game, St. Cecilia shoots 40% from the field, 20 out of 50. Kearney Catholic, 10 out of 34, 29% from the floor. From three-point range, St. Cecilia, 17%. They were 3 out of 18. Kearney Catholic, 6 out of 20 from three-point range, and they are 30% from there. The rebounding, 20 for Kearney Catholic, 30 for St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes out-rebound the Kearney Catholic Stars, 30 to 20 in the game. For the game, 10 steals for St. Cecilia, 11 for Kearney Catholic, 2 blocks for the Stars, 3 for St. Cecilia. And turnover, St. Cecilia 20, 26 on Kearney Catholic in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia ends up going 11 out of 19 from the free throw line, according to our stats. I think they were 11. I think actually the Hawkettes were 11 out of 16 from the free throw line, but we'll double check that. St. Cecilia 10 out of 16 from the free throw line. Yes, the Stars 11 out of 19, but 8 out of 11 from the line for St. Cecilia in the fourth quarter, 8 out of 11 in that fourth quarter, and St. Cecilia wins it by the score 53-39, and John Kyle has joined us, the head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes after the victory. And, Coach, good ball game. You get out to the early lead, and, boy, I guess I know you've talked about in the pregame, our defense is really going to have to rise to the occasion without your leading score, and you're going to have to really bank on that defense, which you have quite a bit this season. But, boy, 14 first-half turnovers in Kearney Catholic. Your defense, really the story, kind of set the tone and set the stage here to get that big lead for you.
It definitely did, Blaine. And I said we played outstanding the first half. We did a nice job on the boards, holding them to one shot when they got a shot, and forced a lot of turnovers, and I thought our offense was really clicking that first half, which we were really happy about.
Yeah, the offense ends up with, 28 first-half points, 28-13. But, boy, a Kearney Catholic team that averages, 55 or so points a game, only get 13 in the first half. That was really a defensive effort, and it was a swarming defense. Everybody did their job defensively. You were good inside and outside defensively.
Definitely, I really think we did a very nice job on their two post players. They were looking for the high-low passes to get it inside, and we did a great job on them. And then we forced their guards to handle the ball and really pressure them into some turnovers. And anytime you can do that, play total team defense and then have help side defense, it makes it really tough to score on.
Well, and your other parts of the game, Coach, you out-rebounded, according to Gene Shaw's stats, and I know they're right, 30-20 over the Stars tonight against a bigger team inside, at least the Stars. You have 10 more rebounds there, and you get some balanced scoring, 6 girls score. So all around, a pretty doggone good effort by your kid.
Yes, it was, and that's what it was going to take. Kearney Catholic is such a good team.
Oh, yeah.
They have a balanced group and a very, very good experience, too. A lot of young players who have played a lot, and so I think that's what it was going to take, and we did a great job that first half. Got a little dicey there in the fourth quarter when they cut it to 8 and was making a nice run. But our girls didn't panic, and they said that in the huddle. Don't panic. We still got a 10-point lead, 8-point lead. Let's just take care of business, and that's what they did.
I tell you what, Coach, the girls that were, of course, members of the team last year, the state championship team, and then have this experience that really came to the forefront. Libby Kissinger gets you started with 5 first quarter points. One of your seniors, Jamie Williams, has 15 points, hits those free throws. It's just amazing how that experience really comes to the forefront in tight games and games where they have to have the leadership. It sure came to the top of the barrel tonight, didn't it?
It did, and we've been talking to them. I've been talking with the seniors and the juniors, and I said, just go for it. I said, even if you miss the shots, go for it. You're always going to have a chance of making it. You know, you always miss the ones you don't shoot. And I said, it's this time of year. You may only have a few games left. We may only have one more game left. And so just go out there, play hard, and roll the dice and see what happens.
Well, I also have a feeling, Coach, also that those seniors and the other people that went through this last year, of course, that was the great experience last year, didn't want this season to end tonight. I think they had a pretty firm determination in their minds and in their play tonight. Hey, we got a few more games we want to play here, right?
Oh, absolutely. And these girls have a lot of character, and that's one trait that they have. They just want to win. They don't want to lose. And when it's a tournament atmosphere, they understand it. It's win or go home. And so hopefully we'll carry that over into Thursday. You know, we even had Chanel Farmer out there on the bench yelling instructions, trying to help girls out. And you always like to see that, is the team on the bench, the girls on the bench yelling, getting into the game, trying to help out and be a part of it.
Well, Coach, it's Minden on Thursday night, a team you played back in the middle of January on your floor. You had the lead for most of that game, I believe, but Minden wins it by 3 or 4 in that fourth quarter of play. Kind of went a little cold, I think, in that fourth quarter, but it'll be a very interesting matchup come Thursday night on this floor, and just a few thoughts on that game.
Well, we've definitely got our work cut out for us. They're a very good team and have been all year, and I don't think it's going to change a whole lot what they do, you know, from tonight to Thursday. And so we understand that we have to go out there and play really hard and make plays on both ends of the floor. And so I really feel a case where we have to limit them to one shot. I think that's where they make their money is their second and third shots. They'll kick it out for a 3 and just put a dagger in you.
Okay, that'll be Thursday, Coach, but a very nice win here for your ball club, 53-39. The Stars come from 20 down, get it to 7, but your team hits the free throws and win it by 14. So congratulations, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay, we appreciate it, Blaine.
Thank you, John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, as they win it 53-39 over Kearney Catholic in the second semifinal here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. The first game goes to Minden over Adams Central, 74-33. A final score in that to Class C2 Subdistrict 4 semifinal at Aurora tonight. In game number 2, Ravenna beat Shelton. Ravenna 56, Shelton 51. In the first semifinal, Centura beat Wood River 40-27. So it's Centura and Ravenna Thursday night in that championship game over to Aurora. You can hear that championship game on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR FM. You can hear the championship game Thursday night here from Lynn Farrell Arena right here on the Breeze. It'll be St. Cecilia and Minden. So that'll wrap things up here from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight in the semifinals. And once again, the final scores, Minden 74, Adams Central 33. The Whippets into the championship game Thursday with 18 wins and 2 losses. The basketball season over for Tim Marker and the Adams Central Lady Patriots. They win 5, they lose 18 on the season, a 21-point run after falling behind 2-0 for the Whippets. They go on to win it 74-33. Game number 2 to St. Cecilia, 53-39 over Kearney Catholic, as the Hawkettes built up a 20-point lead into the third quarter. The Stars got it down to 7 in the fourth, but St. Cecilia makes 8 out of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter of play and win it 53-39. St. Cecilia now 16-5, and Kearney Catholic ends their season with 18 wins and 5 losses. But what a tremendous season for Rick Petrie and the Kearney Catholic Stars, with the injuries to Sokolowski and Connolly. Just a great effort by the Stars and a great season for them, but it ends with 18 wins and 5 losses. So Thursday night, it'll be St. Cecilia and Minden right here at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have it for you on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Pregame at 6:45, the championship game at 7 o'clock this coming Thursday night for the Sub-District C1 Championship, C1 Sub-District 9 Championship on Thursday. Well, that will do it from Lynn Farrell Arena here tonight. For producer-engineer Maggie Rudolph, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.